This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Those of you listening closely to my interview with outgoing Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter last week might have heard us mention the magazine's new Establishment Summit, a conference celebrating entertainment's top 100 power players, as seen by the magazine, of course. The summit itself was this week out in Beverly Hills. I did a panel about the way the movie business seems to be splitting down the middle these days. Huge tent poles on one side, really low budget films on the other, and not a whole lot happening in the middle. On stage, it was me, Jason Blum. He's the founder of the low-budget production company Blumhouse. They did Whiplash, if you remember that one. Donna Langley, she is the chairwoman of Universal Pictures. And Patty Jenkins. Maybe you saw a film she directed this summer, Wonder Woman. We're going to pick it up with Patty Jenkins and how she feels about the all-important Hollywood pitch meeting.
Honestly, I feel the same way about making a movie as I feel about dating. Like, I don't have any desire to sell or force. You know, like, I'm not trying to force anything. I feel like it's always like, is this a good fit? They should pitch to me, and that's fine. I think that's great. If they have something that they want to do, maybe I'll be the right match for it. Maybe I won't. And don't try to date somebody who's not right for you and then change who they are. I think it's important that I really hear them and they really hear me, and you're able to say, I think we could do something that we believe in together.
I would extend that. Extend that to the pass. Which is all of us are out there trying to sell our movies and TV shows all the time. And we've all been doing this a long time. And the one thing I cannot tolerate, for exactly the reason that you said, is someone telling me why my TV show or movie is not good. It's not for you, of course. Yeah. This date is the wrong match. I get it. So I always say, please, if you're going to pass, keep it short and say it's not for me, just like a bad date.
Yeah.
We had the standard pre-conference call about a week or so ago, the four of us, to sort of get to know each other and figure out how we were going to go on this conversation. And I said, I think at the beginning when I joined the call, listen, I think it's really interesting, this conversation, because we've got the micro, we've got the blockbuster, and then we've got the person in the middle. And I said, Donna, and I really think there's still a place for you in this economic ecosystem. And you said you were surprised to hear me say that and relieved. And I want to know why you were surprised that people think there's still a place for studios in this content world that we have.
Because I think, well, you know, obviously, you know, with content being the proliferation of content and consumers, including myself, enjoying, you know, the ability to see content in a variety of different ways. Our job as people who are doing that for a studio and for the theatrical is to make films that are inherently theatrical. And so, yeah, we have to kind of wow them.
Studios are vital for filmmakers, for artists, because they make the world aware of what we've done. It's the marketing and the positioning and the conversation around what we're doing. It's, you know, it's not as fun to make a movie if no one sees it. And I really think that on the movie business, the movie is 50% of the job and the marketing is the other 50% of the job. And if you don't get both those right, it's not nearly as fun.
Well, so granting that point, do you too, and let's pretend that the studio head's not sitting here, do you care how and where audiences and consumers get your content?
For sure.
You do?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Explain.
I don't think that I have only one preference. I think it depends what the film is. But Wonder Woman, I definitely think we made it to play in a theater. You know, people will see it elsewhere, and that's what they'll do. But it's a big experience, and it's made to be a shared experience. You know, it's designed to be a shared experience. Other things I've made, I feel are absolutely right to watch in a more intimate space and at home or on a smaller screen. But I think it definitely matters.
Huh. Okay, so Donna, to that point of you being the facilitator in some ways of what these two do, you got your giant tent poles and you got your micro budgets. Giant tent poles, you can make a gazillion dollars. Micro budgets, you know, you may or may not, but it's going to cost you, you know, $1 million, whatever it is. Where's the space for the middle? For the filmmaker who wants to make I don't even know what a mid-market number is, $30 million? I mean, where's that space?
Yeah, in the $30, $40 million range.
I was close.
There is a market for it, absolutely. We've actually done very well with movies like, I think, Straight Out of Compton would fit right into that. Mamma Mia, probably Pitch Perfect now, where we are in that franchise. They're all considered mid-budget movies. And I think the common denominator between those films is that they're films that are made for a specific audience. They're delivering a specific experience, whether it be a musical or, you know, in the case of Mamma Mia or 50 Shades of Grey, even, they were delivering to the female audience. And so I think where you can hit the sweet spot is where you can get something, you can deliver something for an audience, and particularly an underserved audience, and create some spectacle and some scope and deliver a really great, compelling reason to, you know, get out to the movie theater. Yeah. I think where we get into trouble is if it's a film that is trying to sort of serve too many masters and it maybe doesn't have a big enough idea to support the budget that it has. I mean, mm-hmm. that can happen oftentimes. You know, the budget can rack up depending on who's in it and who's directing and things like that. So I think that's definitely the space to avoid. But, you know, I really do. I think that there is room for all different types of budget ranges within the studio system.
Since you brought up the idea of the female audience, Patty, and since, you know, you've got the movie with the female protagonist, the female director that's been remarkably successful, there's an obligation to ask you this question. Is it a good thing we're talking about female audiences and female protagonists in hit movies made by female directors, or would you rather we get to the point where you don't have to talk about it and you just get to make your damn movies?
I mean, definitely I'd rather we get there, but obviously we're not there, so it's a conversation that has to be had, and I'm honored to be a part of, you know? But what I'm always amazed by is, like, if it's understood that we can make a universal film about a turtle, like, why is it not understood that you could make a universal film about all kinds of people? And that it doesn't make it a turtle movie, and a woman doesn't make it a woman movie, you know, and all of this, it's, universality is universality if we focus on it that way. And so that's what I want to make great films about, the life experience. And yeah. they may be... have female leads a lot, you know, but I don't want to make movies about being a woman necessarily when I do that. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but it's not what it's about to me. It just happens to be a woman. And so, you know, Wonder Woman was about being a hero.
Jason, can you go to the movies now with an unjaundiced eye, or are you now?
I love going to the movies. I have a movie theater across the street from my house, and I go there at least twice a month. And I was talking in Las Vegas at a theater convention, and I told a story about my Regal and the great mozzarella cheese sticks there. Yeah. And now I have a free card to my movie theater. So I love going, and I love going to the cinema across the street from my house.
Patty, same question.
Well, I don't know, because I haven't gone to my... For the last 2.5 years, all I've done is make Wonder Woman, so... No, I don't go to the movies at all.
Donna, what about you? Can you go to the movies just for the hell of it anymore?
I actually love just going and completely losing myself in a movie, someone else's movie, that I don't have to watch and think about all the pain and suffering there that took to get it to the screen.
Donna Langley, Universal, Patty Jenkins, filmmaker, and Jason Blum from Blumhouse.
Thank you.